You are listening to BensTorah.com.
Bishchanish Nissen, which was today, the Mishkan was built on this day. The Mishkan was built. That was the day, the end of Yemei Miluim. There were 7 days of preparation, as we learned in last week's Parsha. And today was the end of the beginning of the Mishkan. Now, fascinating enough, we find that there's two parshias that refer to that day that the Mishkan was built. One was last week's Parsha, Parsha's Pekudei. The Torah gives me a whole story of what Moshe Rabbeinu did on the last day of Yemei Miluim. And it says, On the first day of the month, today, Tokim is Mishkan El Meir, go build the Oil Meir. And Moshe Rabbeinu goes ahead and says a whole description of what Moshe Rabbeinu did. And then it says, Rashi says later, where is this? When all this happened? After Meshvini Meluim, Shuyoim Akamas, Amishkan, Shimish Moy, Shaker Karbonis, Sibur, Chutzmois, Vistavu, Arun, Boy Bayem. So Moshe Rabbeinu was doing, was working Beis HaMikdash that day, and that's what's mentioned in Parshas Pekudei, last week's Parsha, Moshe Rabbeinu working Beis HaMikdash on the day of Yemei Miluim. This week is Parshas Vayikra, 2 weeks from now, officially, which it comes after Pesach, is Parshas Shmini. What is Parshas Shmini? Vayi b'yoyim ha-shmini koram Moshe la'an levonov. What is Yom HaShmini? Zok Rashi, Yom HaShmini, Shmini le'miluim. Hu reshchoydesh nisat shu kamim mishkan bori b'yoyim. And it says a whole description of what Aaron and Kohen who did that day. Right? Goes ahead. It tells, go ahead, take a bit of bakar. Sirizim, Shervel, Shlomi. There's the whole avoid that Aaron does. So Moshe is doing his avoida in Yom HaShmini Lemeloim. And Aaron does his avoida in Yom HaShmini Lemeloim. But the parasha of Moshe Rabbeinu, speaking about the avoida Moshe Rabbeinu did, is in Parashas Pekudei. The parasha of Aaron HaKohen doing his avoida Yom HaShmini Lemeloim is in Parashas Shmini. Why is the Torah divided? It's both happening the same day. The parashas are even happening in the same time. So why go and divide it? Put Moshe Rabbeinu in the same parasha. Moshe Rabbeinu is doing this, Aaron HaKohen is doing this. Why are you dividing it? This is over here and this is there. What's wrong in this chiluk? Now, the way that we divide the parashas of Torah based on the months of the year, it comes out that always Sefer Vayikra is laid in Chodesh Nisan. Chodesh Nisan, Chodesh Iyar. And in the Shana Pshuta, when it's not an Hebrew year, always we start Parshas Vayikra at this time, around in the week of Chodesh Nisan, we start Parshas Vayikra. That's what usually the sequence is. So, where does Parshas Vayikra come from? How did we end last week's Parsha? Moshe Rabbeinu build the Mishkan. And then comes Vayikra, Torah Skranim, Aaron HaKohen starts doing Avodah in the Mishkan. What is the rules for Aaron HaKohen? So Sefer Vayikra is a second stage after the Mishkan. That's the sequence of events. The Mishkan finished, now you start the Avodah. Rosh Chodesh Nisan is also the second stage after the Mishkan is built. So you have Shiva Yemei HaMiluim, which are the last 7 days of Adar, and Rosh Chodesh Nisan is the first day of the Mishkan. So Rosh Chodesh Nisan is when the Mishkan is built. Sefer Vayikra is right after the Mishkan is built. They both come at the same time, and seemingly, maybe not a coincidence, that we try to read the same parasha at this time. So it's because we're starting Vayikra right after the Mishkan, we're starting Nisan right after the Mishkan. But what's pshat in this idea? Why? What's unique? What's this connection between the Sefer Vayikra goes after the Mishkan, and Rosh Chodesh Nisan, which begins as the Mishkan ends, as Mishkan is built? And just to add to that, we spoke about a few weeks ago that the mitzvah Yishayin Yitzhav Yisrael, the first mitzvah Yisrael got, was also Rosh Chodesh Nisan. HaChodesh Hazeh Lachem Rosh Chodashim Rishonu Lachem Chodesh HaShana. So the mitzvah Yishayin Yitzhav is a Rosh Chodesh Nisan mitzvah. It was Tavah that day or before that, we know that that's something to look into, but it was referring to Rosh Chodesh Nisan. Rosh Chodesh Nisan is when Am Yisrael starts. Even though the Pesach comes only in Tesvam Nisan, But really, the process starts from a Chodesh Azalachem Rosh Chodeshim, from Rosh Chodesh Nisan. Exactly a year later, Rosh Chodesh Nisan, or the second day, year of Am Yisrael in the Midbar, that's when the Mishkan is built. Is it coincidence that the Mishkan is built the day that we have the first Mitzvah in Stav Yisrael? Obviously, there's no coincidence. So what is the connection? What's the idea over here? How do you combine all these together? So to understand that, we'll start with a understanding a little bit more the idea of Shiva Simei Milayim, these 7 days that we're working to get to being a Mishkan v'yer Mishmini. The Gemara in Zohar tells us the Moshe Rabbeinu was a Kohen for 7 days of his life, basically. And as Rashi says, 8 days was also a little bit. Machlokes in the Gemara maybe continued, but the Pasuk is Moshe Rabbeinu was a Kohen for 7 days. 7 days only. And the obvious question is why? I mean, if he's a Kohen, then be a Kohen for his whole life. He's not a Kohen. What's the point of being a Kohen for 7 days? Add to that, the Medrash tells us, Medrash Vayikra Rabba, tells us, it's Pasuk Yudalev, Perek Vav, says the following. It says, Moshe Rabbeinu, for 7 days, HaKadosh Baruch Hu begged Moshe Rabbeinu to go ahead and speak to Pharaoh. And Moshe Rabbeinu refused. He said, no. Me ani. Who am I? I should go speak to Pharaoh. I can't go speak to Pharaoh. HaKadosh Baruch Hu begged him 7 days. And then the 8th day, he basically gave up. He said, okay, so Aaron will be your messenger. Aaron Achichi Yenivyecho. Says the Medrash, 7 days HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave Moshe Rabbeinu to be a Kohen. Like, and Moshe Rabbeinu was expecting, oh, I'm going to be a Kohen. And the 8th day, HaKadosh Baruch Hu told him, no, you're not a Kohen. You're going to be only the Levi. That's how the Medrash tells us that there's a Mida connected Mida, Moshe Rabbeinu, 7 days, was refusing, and the 8th day he lost it. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, 7 days, he thought he was a Kohen. The 8th day he didn't get it. So first of all, what's that? It's like it's a nekama. Like you're trying for seven. What's the idea of the 7 days and the 8 day? And second, it's not exactly the same. Moshe Rabbeinu for 7 days from the beginning said, "I'm not doing it." HaKadosh Baruch Hu tried to convince him. He said, "No." Here for 7 days, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is kibyochol deceiving Moshe. Looks like he's deceiving him. He thinks he's going to become a kohen, but he's not a kohen. So what does the Medrash mean? But the pshat is like this. It's brought down. Tzadik speaks about it in his way. That what is the idea of Shiva Simei Milayim? What's the point? We know there's a concept called Shiva Rikiyim. There's seven heavens, right? Kind of the expression, seven heaven. Right? Shiva Rikiyim, there's seven sky, seven shamayims, seven Rikiyim, where each one has its own pchina, its own place of what HaKadosh Baruch Hu reveals in that area. And then you come down to this world, which is the 8th dimension. Let's put it this way. For example, one example of that is when we go ahead and end of Yom Kippur and we say, so to speak, goodbye to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we say Hashem or Elohim 7 times. The Machsoyim is brought down. Why do we say Hashem or Elohim 7 times? To bring HaKadosh Baruch Hu back up to the 7 Rikiyim. Each one brings HaKadosh Baruch Hu down from here to 1 Rikiyah, 2nd Rikiyah, 3rd Rikiyah, you go to Shiva Rikiyah. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu comes and is Mashrish Shechino in the Mishkan, so as the Rishonim already point out in Parshas Ki Siso, when Moshe Rabbeinu says to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, "V'nifleinu ani ve'amcha mechol ha'am, asher adama pe adama," he wants the Am Yisrael to be recognized that only by them they have Ashur Hashchina, that they have the dwelling of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You could have gone, you saw it behind. There was the Ashur Hashchina. The Amud Anan came down, as it says that when Moshe, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu came, when they had their complaint to Moshe Rabbeinu, comes the Amud Anan on the oil. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is coming and he's here when the Mishkan comes down. The Mishkan is a place where HaKadosh Baruch Hu kivyachol is going down from Shemaim here to the Aretz, and he is giving Hashras Hashchina to Am Yisrael in their machane. Goes down from the highest heaven down to earth. This is the Shiva Simei Milayim v'Yom Hashmini. Shiva Simei Milayim was the 7 days where Moshe Rabbeinu is preparing and lowering HaKadosh Baruch Hu, bringing him up from top heaven, the next one, the next one, the next one, until Yom HaShmini, he comes down here to the Haaretz, and he's Shoichin here in the Haaretz. That was the Shiva, the idea of Zayin Yemiluim Yom HaShmini. Moshe Rabbeinu, he didn't want to go in front of Pharaoh. Why? He said, "Chafav peh v'chad loshon." When the argument comes with Moshe Rabbeinu HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it seems Moshe Rabbeinu is saying, "Listen, I don't know how to speak well. I can't speak well in front of Pharaoh. It's not appropriate." What does HaKadosh Baruch Hu tell Moshe Rabbeinu? Misa peh l'Adam. Who gives a person the ability to talk? Who gives the speech to Adam? Me, says HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I will help you. Moshe Rabbeinu still says no. What is Moshe Rabbeinu doesn't know that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives speech? He's embarrassed when Hashem tells him to go speak to the Pharaoh. But it's brought down in Sfarim, and Moshe Shapir always mentioned it. The idea that the Maharal says it. What is Kichvat Pevach HaLoshon? Moshe Rabbeinu was in a higher dimension of the world. In general, we divide the world to Olam HaMachshava, Olam HaDibur, and Olam HaMaiseh. You have the thought, you have the talk, you have the Maiseh. The Maiseh is the lower world where things are actually moving in this world. Animals live in Olam HaMaiseh. Usually, as the Goyen says, speaks about it in a few places, the Adam, most people live in Olam HaDibur. We communicate through talk. That's what Adam is. There's a higher level called Olam HaMachshava.
You are listening to BensTorah.com.
Most people don't live in Olam HaMachshava. We sometimes have deep thoughts. But that's not our permanent location. We talk. Usually, most people talk without thinking. Or there's very little thought going into their talking. Talking meaning reflecting to whatever they do. Moshe Rabbeinu belonged to a higher dimension. He belonged to Olam HaMachshava. He belonged to a world which is in a higher place. And therefore, Moshe Rabbeinu tells HaKadosh Baruch Hu, "Kichvat peh v'chvat losha anoichi." He says, I'm not a Dibur person. I don't belong here to this world. When you're going now, you're sending an Adam, sending a person for Am Yisrael, to go and communicate with Pari. And Paro is in the midst of Olam HaZeh. And the highest place, we're called, truthfully, the lowest place of Olam HaZeh. Who do you want to send? You want to send someone who actually belongs to this world and can communicate with him. And can relate to him. And can give him that message of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I'm from a different world. I'm from a much higher place. I belong to Olam HaMachshava. Maharal said, that's Kvat Pech Vat Loshon. When he was heavy in talking, because whenever you take something which belongs to a much higher place, you bring it down here, it's as if you're taking a foreigner. It's very hard for him to communicate with people in this world. Moshe Rabbeinu is v'chvat peh. He's not in the communication skills of this world. He comes from a different place. He's coming from a higher place. So Moshe Rabbeinu tells HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I'm sorry, but it's not. I'm not the right fit. I'm not going to be. You want to bring in a deeper sense. You want to bring Kiddush Hashem down to this world. I don't belong there. Bring someone who actually can do it. That's what Moshe Rabbeinu tells HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And Lamai said, Moshe Rabbeinu, it's fitting, it's his mahalach. We spoke about Pasha Shkolim. When the Medrash tells us that Moshe Rabbeinu was very difficult for him to understand the idea of Machzis HaShekel. So, as far as bring, what does it mean? What was so bothered by? He couldn't understand how money can relate to Karbonis. Money is a materialistic thing. How can you connect it to such a high thing? Moshe Rabbeinu says, he belongs to a higher dimension of the world. We spoke about last year a little bit. It says that when Moshe Rabbeinu, the Safsuf, when Am Yisrael wanted food, so Moshe Rabbeinu said, I can't handle it anymore. He handled everything by Am Yisrael. He couldn't handle Am Yisrael. Wanted chomrius. They wanted the materialistic leisure. They wanted food. They wanted to enjoy. They just didn't want to go and do a chet ha'egel. That Moshe Rabbeinu managed. But when you get to the time of Olam HaZeh, that Moshe Rabbeinu is in a higher place. So Moshe Rabbeinu tells HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I don't belong down there. HaKadosh Baruch Hu v'chor af Hashem Moshe. HaKadosh Baruch Hu was upset on Moshe. He says, right. The avodah that you need to do, that I'm requiring you and I want you to do, is to bring down the world to here. You have to go down to this world. You're required here in this world to go ahead and be poil in this one. That's what I want. So he wasn't happy with Moshe Rabbeinu's response. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells Moshe Rabbeinu, okay, you belong to this world, you want to go down to this world, so you're going to lose the kahuna. Because a kohen His whole essence of a Kohen is to connect this world to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Right? One of the famous things that the Maharal always mentions, this world is the concept of seven days in the week. That world, which is a higher world, the Bris Milah is called eight. A Kohen is Gematria 75, which is exactly between seven and eight. The Kohen is the one who connects the world. Tells Moshe Rabbeinu, you feel you're too high, you can't go down to this world. You can't be the Kohen who connects this world to the world above. If you can't go down to the earth, it's not your avodah. That's what Kadosh Baruch Hu tells Moshe Rabbeinu. So when Moshe Rabbeinu is dealing with Shiva Simei HaMiluim, the seven stage that Kadosh Baruch Hu goes down from the Shiva Rikim, Moshe Rabbeinu can deal with. But when you get to the eighth one, where the Maase, Kadosh Baruch Hu is coming down to this world, Kadosh Baruch Hu tells Moshe Rabbeinu, that's it, you're not a Kohen anymore. So he said, why? So Moshe Rabbeinu is a Kohen for 7 days, now the 8th day, what's the point? He says, no, Moshe Rabbeinu is a perfect, you know, he's a perfect servant when you're talking about the worlds above. That's okay. So Moshe Rabbeinu can be a Kohen doing Shiva Simei HaMiluim when Kadosh Baruch Hu is above there in the world. But when you get to hear him, Kadosh Baruch Hu is coming to dwell here in this world, Kadosh Baruch Hu tells Moshe Rabbeinu, that's it. You're done. You're not a Kohen anymore. And this is what happens in Rosh Chodesh Nisan. Kadosh Baruch Hu is coming and dwelling in this world. And may whoever belongs to this world is going to be worshipped, is going to be the one associated with that. And Moshe Rabbeinu, who belongs to a higher world, doesn't belong here. And Lemais is fitting so much what happens over here based on what is brought down. The Rechaim tells us a Gevaldik HaMahalach. You know, that same day, Nodav Ve'aviu went ahead and their Makriv Eish Zara, they went ahead and put the wrong Korban Beis HaMikdash. And the Rishonim are busy with what exactly did Nadav Ve'aviu did wrong. What did they think and what did they do wrong? It's a whole shiur on its own. The Rechaim has his own shot. The Rechaim says, you know what happened with Nadav Ve'aviu? I'll tell you what happened. Interesting thing. The Rechaim says it sounds like a later generation shot. It says, Nadav Ve'aviu, when they saw the Eish HaGedoyla and the Ashuras HaShechina in this world, they felt, we don't want to be in this world anymore. We want to go ahead and connect on Neshama HaKadosh Baruch Hu and live together with Kadosh Baruch Hu all life. We want to go up to Shemaim. We're done. This world is, you know, not for us. When they were able to, you know, feel and sense a little bit the Ashuras HaShechina and their and the presence of Neni Meziv HaShechina, said, I'm not interested to be in this Olam Hazeh. I want to go up to the world above. So they separated from the Guf to go above to Shemaim. That's what Rechaim says. That's what they did. Aye, but Kriva Kadesh, Mashva, that there was something wrong going on over here. So according to that, there was such tzaddikim. They wanted to connect to above. But with Mashva from the Rechaim, that's exactly the point. Nadav Ve'aviu wanted to go to the world above. It's a beautiful thing. That's not your avodah. Your avodah is to work in this world. That's what Kadosh Baruch Hu is desirous, to have this world mitukan. As the famous Kotzker would like always to bring, the Kotzker says, Anche Kodesh Tiyuli, Anche Kodesh. So as most people look around and they focus on the fact that it says Kodesh, you have to be Anche Kodesh. Says the Kotzker, you know what I focus on? On the first word, Anche Kodesh. Kadosh Baruch Hu says, Malachim, I have enough. Kodesh, I have enough. I'm not looking for Kodesh. I'm looking for Anshe Kodesh. I'm looking for human beings that will be able to take themselves and elevate to Kodesh Baruch Hu. Another of you, it's very nice of you, you want to connect to above. I want you to be in this world and connect to above. I'm Moshe Rabbeinu, the Taina is, you are Kvad Pek Valoshoin. You should be here. If not, you lose the Kohanim. That's what happens here in Shchodesh Nisan. But Shchodesh Nisan is when the world comes down here, and we're connecting, and this is the place, this is where Kadosh Baruch Hu is dwelling in this world. Now, this is the exact connection to Rosh Chodesh Nisan, the mitzvah Rishon Nishtav Yisrael. So a few weeks ago we spoke about an aspect of Rosh Chodesh Nisan, refers to the fact of the Chiddush, that the world is not, you know, just not a constant thing. We believe that the world is a Chiddush because Kadosh Baruch Hu created the world. But there's another point of view which connects to that as well. The idea of Rosh Chodesh is that Kadosh Baruch Hu tells Am Yisrael, recognize you are a Levana. You are the recipient. You exist. They look at themselves as the Chama. There's no Levana in the world. You exist. We are coming and celebrating the fact you have a chamos connected to Kodesh Baruch Hu, but we're celebrating the fact that you have a levana in the world. Ad kidei kach, the levana is strong. Then what is the mitzvah Yishen Shitzav Yisrael? Chodesh Azachem Rosh Chodashim, Rishinu Lachem Chodesh Hashana. You're the one who's mekadesh the Chodesh. It depends on human beings. Kodesh says, I'm not doing it anymore. I did the Shuvah and Bereishis. You're the ones who are doing the months. This depends on Beis Din. As Chazal tell us, right? The Yerushalmi, that the whole world is based on Beis Din goes ahead and is Kaveya. And Abisula, that's what the Yerushalmi brings. That if she, a girl under the age of 3 years old, the Besulim Chayzrim. What happens if it was Kiddush HaChodesh and they changed the day, so the Besulim come back. It all depends on what Beis Din do. It depends on you. It's you. Now it's time for you to shine. We're coming down to this world. We were in the world above. Now we're coming down to this world. That's the idea of Rosh Chodesh Nisan. Rosh Chodesh is the time the Mishkan is built, where the Shekhinah is dwelling in Tachtoinim, and that's the Hemshech, the direct connection to the Mitzvah Shejei Stav Yisrael, Am Yisrael are existing here, and they are controlling. There is a dimension here in the world below the Adam. That's what how these things go together. And Lemaise, this is really, we spoke about it a little last year, this is really the Mahalach of the Chumashim. If you realize, the Chumash Shmois, Chumash Bereish is the office, it's like a separate thing. But Chumash Shmois, what happens to Chumash Shmois? You have Am Yisrael going to Am Yitzrayim. As Sforim speak about it, Baal Tani speaks about it in length, that the whole Yitzias Mitzrayim was something that we didn't do really too much. Okay, I do a Am Yisrael where, according to some shittas, when Memtes Shari Tuma and the Keren of Mitzrayim, Kodesh Baruch Hu intervened and took them out. They, Kodesh Baruch Hu did Eser Bakis, basically with almost no, Am Yisrael didn't do anything. Moshe Rabbeinu was a little bit involved. There was Yitzias Mitzrayim, there was Kriyas Yamsuf, there was the whole Mahalach. The Sefer Shmois is referring to the Matan Torah that Kodesh Baruch Hu gave. And you go through the Mishkan, and as the Ramban says, the Holy Tzias Mitzrayim is to get to the Mishkan. Sefer Shmois is what Kodesh Baruch Hu is doing. Kodesh Baruch Hu is doing. He's creating in the world. Sefer Vayikra, what's Sefer Vayikra? That's Teres Kehani. That's really our Avodah. Kodesh Baruch Hu Yivol did his part of Sefer Shmois. Comes Sefer Vayikra, that is our Avodah. Our Avodah in Oil Moed. Our Avodah as a Kohen in Beis HaMikdash. That's the Sefer Vayikra. Then comes Sefer Bamidbar, which is like another dimension, which is our Avodah outside of Beis HaMikdash, where you're not already seeing Kodesh Baruch Hu the whole time. Right? That's why we say the Diyuk. So Vayikra starts with, the first pasuk of Vayikra is in Oil Moed. We're sitting in Oil Moed. When you go to Bamidbar, the first pasuk of Bamidbar is Vayidaber Hashem Moshe Bamidbar Sinai Oil Moed. You're already not only in Oil Moed, you're already going out to the Midbar Sinai. So it's already another stage. And then that's where all the terrible things happen in Bamidbar. And then you get to Dvarim, where you don't even have a Kodesh Baruch Hu there. Moshe Rabbeinu is talking. It's not Vayidaber Hashem Moshe Lamar. Moshe Rabbeinu is the one talking. It's already in a Makom Hester. That's the Malach. Shmois is like, only because the Kodesh Baruch Hu is doing everything in Shmois. Vayikra we're doing with the Kodesh Baruch Hu. Bamidbar really a little bit outside, and Dvarim as if a Kodesh Baruch Hu is Nistar. So the Mahalach, the connection between Shmois and Vayikra is, Shmois is all it's called the Lashon is brought down in Sefer Chassidus, really coming from Sefer Kabbalah. Shmois is the Sarusa, the Le'ela. And Vayikra is the Sarusa already starting for the Tan, starting, beginning. So Shmois is all done for us. Vayikra is when we're starting. That's where this connection happens. Shana Pshuta, on a regular year, we end Sefer Shmois right before Rosh Chodesh Nisan. We start Vayikra. And Shalom Uberis, we started a little bit earlier. Because Mitzvah Gilgul, we start a little bit earlier. We can start Vayikra from a little before and doing other. But and we get to Parshas, we're getting to Shchesh Nisan around Parshas Shmini, which is Yom Shmini Lemilur that day. So when the Seir Vayikra in most years starts in Shchesh Nisan, Shchesh Nisan is the time when we get involved. Seir Vayikra is the time when we get involved. It's a high nuach. We're connected. We're starting a new mahalach over here. And therefore, Vayikra is right after the Mishkan is built. The Mishkan is built. Meaning that Kodesh Baruch Hu did whatever he needed to do. Now it's our turn. That's a Vayikra. Mishkan is built, comes Vayikra, our turn. Chodesh Nisan, the Mishkan is built. That's Chodesh Nisan coming, our turn of Am Yisrael to shine in the world. You know, and the connects very beautifully to what we spoke about last week, that the whole Chodesh Adar is the preparation to be reborn in Nisan. Right? And what is Chodesh Adar? Chodesh Adar is the month of Moshe Rabbeinu. Zayin Adar, Moshe Rabbeinu is born, Moshe Rabbeinu dies. The whole discussion with Haman, it's a Moshe Rabbeinu month. It's a month which is like the preparation, is before the world. It's like a higher level of the world. The connection to something above us, as we mentioned in previous weeks. That's Chodesh Adar. I repash you, that's what we're dealing with. You end Chodesh Adar, you start Nisan, that's already a beginning of the Mahalach that takes us to what we have to do. And running out of time, but just to say Beremez, something to think about, Aaron HaKohen belongs to this month. When does Aaron HaKohen Nifter? And Chodesh Av. So the Romans in Sfarim, that which, what is Nisan called? Chodesh HaAviv. It's the small Av. Nisan is the beginning, which brings us to Av. And there's a lot to talk about that, and so maybe we'll get to it next week. But just the remnants that many Sfarim bring is the fact that the night of Pesach is the same night of Tisha B'Av. So we are, it's interconnected. Nisan is the Baal mixed of when Tikkun of is when Beis Hamikdash HaShlishi will be built, as Reb Tzadik says. So the Mahalach of what we do, the epitome of that is Chodesh Av. That's what Aaron HaKohen is Nifter. Aaron HaKohen belongs to Av. Moshe Rabbeinu belongs to Adar. That's all these things connect. When we're starting now, Chodesh Sefer Shmois ends in the time which is before we get into this world. But Chodesh Nisan is, we're in this world. When this world, so now you start it today, it's the Yom HaMiluyim, that's the day the Mishkan is built, that's the time the Seder Vayikra starts, it all connects. And Mimeilein, where this will end, that's the Pshat. We have Yom HaShmini LeMiluyim, we have two Parshas Yom HaShmini LeMiluyim. One Parshas, Parshas Maaseh. Right? Parshas Pekudei. The last Parshas of Sefer Shmois is Moshe Rabbeinu working in Yom HaShmini LeMiluyim. Then you have Parshas Shmini in Vayikra, is Yom HaShmini LeMiluyim of Aaron HaKohen. Why do you have two Parshas? Why it's not together? So the answer is Parshas according to that. Moshe Rabbeinu and Aaron HaKohen are two different dimensions of work. They're two different avoidas. Moshe Rabbeinu is avoida b'elyonim and Aaron HaKohen is avoida b'tachtonim. Moshe Rabbeinu is avoida belongs to Sefer Shmois. So why Parshas Pekudei? Aaron HaKohen belongs to Sefer Vayikra. At the camp, you don't put it together. You don't write it together. It's two different mahalchim. Aaron HaKohen is the Mahalach of Avodah in this world. It's a separate Avodah. Moshe Rabbeinu belongs to the Mahalach, which is ending the Mahalach of Kadosh Baruch Hu, preparing us. It's two separate parashas. It's not together. As we're starting here with Chodesh Nisan, it gives us the chizuk that sometimes when a person goes in this world and he feels, I'm involved in so many things which are seemingly unimportant, seemingly not spiritual, seemingly something which belongs to this very materialistic world. But the message of Chodesh Nisan of Hakamas HaMishkan is the message that Adrava, Kadosh Baruch Hu is chafetz for you to be Mekadesh Hashem through this world. Am Yisrael is here through this world, through the Olam Hazeh, through the Gufim. He's looking for Anshei Kodesh, for Anoshu to be Kodesh. That's what we can take on from this Chodesh Nisan in the beginning of Sefer Vayikra.
You have been listening to a presentation of BensTorah.com.